Good evening. It's great to be with you. We start tonight with the latest in the back and forth court battle over records recovered from former President Donald Trump's Florida property last month. Late last night, the Justice Department asked a federal court of appeals to restore its access to sensitive classified documents seized from Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Right now, a lower court ruling forbids federal criminal investigators from using any of the classified materials it recovered until an independent special master reviews it for privilege. That judge has ordered the special master to complete his review by the end of November, but the DOJ says her ruling hampers its national security investigation. Puerto Rico is under a hurricane warning this weekend as a tropical system threatens to dump over a foot of rain, and with that, the threat of landslides, severe flooding, and power outages. Satellite imagery shows Tropical Storm Fiona inching closer to the island, and as wind picks up along the coasts, Fiona could be near hurricane strength when it hits land as early as tonight. Turning west, another massive storm could pummel the Alaskan coast with hurricane-force winds, high surf, and rain. The storm is what's left of a typhoon that formed farther east in the Pacific. Forecasters warn that the storm could be the strongest Alaska has seen in a decade. And in the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince, violent protests have spilled into the streets this weekend. Images from the island nation show tires burning in the streets, protesters destroying property, throwing rocks, and the sound of gunshots. Many protesters are calling for the ousting of Haiti's de facto leader, Prime Minister Ariel Henry, over crippling inflation, rising fuel costs, and rampant crime. And in the UK, Queen Elizabeth II will lie in state for a final 2 days this weekend. Prince William and Prince Harry, in full military garb, joined the Queen's other grandchildren to stand in silent vigil around her coffin today. Thousands of well-wishers have waited in lines that coursed through London and stretched for miles. Some traveled from other countries. Some waited for nearly a day. But many in line said no wait was too long.
It was cold at 3 o'clock in the morning, definitely. And we've been waiting for 12 hours, so not too bad.
It was cold overnight, but we had wonderful companions, met new friends. The camaraderie was wonderful. It was just delightful, yeah. But it's worth it. Walk, do it again and again and again. Walk to the end of the earth for my queen.
President Biden and the First Lady are due to arrive in London today. They'll attend the Queen's state funeral on Monday. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, why so many families in the U.S. can't afford enough diapers for their kids, and what scientists are learning from the stunning images taken by the James Webb Space Telescope.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.